In Deuteronomy, the chapter that we are in, chapter 30, verse 6, the verse reads this way: "And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring, so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live." I think about, in the Bible, it tells me that I love because God loves me. You know, I love because he first loved me. And I think of how, you know, God has this command that I love him with my whole heart, my whole strength, and my soul, and all that is in me. I am called to love God in that way. And the paradox is, of course, that I cannot do that unless I am very aware of how much I am loved by the Lord. In fact, the more my eyes are opened up to how much the Lord loves me, it leaves me speechless in a way. I was thinking, I like it sometimes when I am doing my Bible in the morning, I'm writing, and all of a sudden I see things about the Lord, and it almost catches my breath. About his faithfulness and his care for the world. The Bible even says that, you know, in John 3:16, that he so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And this is the meaning of life. You know, when I was a young adult, I was not a follower of the Lord Jesus. I had been in a church all my life. I had no concept really about the real meaning of sin and how it could not be taken away, except, you know, if I wanted to have a relationship with God, I could not have sin in my life, and I could not take it away. I needed the blood of Jesus to do it. And all of a sudden, things started coming into clarity in my mind. And as I see that now, as I look back, I realize God was doing that. He was showing me. He was bringing people into my life so that I could see that there was a difference between religiosity, doing some stuff, versus loving him. And so he was showing me how much he loved me. And for me, it started with seeing how much he loved other people, because I had this thing in me, I just could not even believe that he loved me. Yeah, I could believe that he loved other people, but I started seeing that he loved people in a way that was unbelievable. And I also started seeing that he was not partial. And this came as I was in the Word. And so I am convinced that this is the way to obedience. Obedience comes from me as I understand how much I am loved by him. And once I understand how much I'm loved by him, I want to love him back, because I am just floored. I cannot believe that he loves me in that way. And I want to please him. I want to please him when I remember how much he loves me. It's a much better way for me than to fear, you know, have this fear of punishment. In fact, any fear that I have today, the real thing for me is that I don't want to hurt his name. That's the big thing, is that I don't want to hurt his name. And so I can even ask him about that. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to behave. You know, help me to do the right thing. Give me the willingness. Give me the strength In Philippians 2:13, it says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." But let me pray. Father, your love is amazing to me. And that's why I stay in your word. Because there is an adversary that tries to paint you in a whole different way. The commands that you have, the Bible tells me, they're not grievous. They actually are there for my protection. And it's the liar that tries to make what is good seem bad and what is bad seem good. So, Father, I pray that you will keep me in your word. And I pray to stay away from my addictions that your word is not having to go through a bad filter, that I can have the clarity and the alertness to keep learning about your loving kindness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen.